come on, it worked. This is a good day already. So, me and Jen, we, you know, like good married couples, we started broke. We had love, and that was about it, right? And really interesting timing. We're going through life, and we're doing this thing, and then we say, okay, it is time. We think, we're praying, and we're like, yeah, let's start a family. And the timing of this, I feel like God has a sense of humor a little bit, and he knows exactly what we need in our hearts, right? He does this thing. And I don't know if you guys remember, like, 2008, like, the financial crisis, like, the whole thing, mortgages and banks exploding and all this stuff. Well, I worked for a family business, my dad's family business, and we had a couple different businesses, and they all come crashing down, and we lose them all in 2008, right in the beginning, and then we get pregnant in 2008. I was like, uh-oh. So, and then I even had a better idea. I thought, well, how about we build a house in 2008 also? So it was, it all happened within about 2 months. So we move into a house. I lose my job. We have a premature baby. And I had a mama that had to go back to work to, like, even help support us so we could make it. Like, that wasn't the plan. And this crazy thing happened that I didn't know that was so amazing is, so when Camille was born, she was premature. I mean, not crazy premature, but, you know, like six-ish weeks, 7 weeks. But, you know, still, right, we went through the whole NICU and the thing and the little bit and, you know, the drama of having a little baby girl that comes out a little too soon and, you know, checking on mom, but... You know, really quickly, like when Jen had to go back to work, I just lost my job and I was trying to open a company and like trying to figure out life. And, but I got like, I don't know what it was exactly, like six-ish weeks, maybe 2 months of just me and Camille during the day. And that's when God really started speaking to me and changing my heart about parenting. And it's hard to describe because parenting at that point was just holding a little bitty girl. You know, gosh, Jen, how much did she weigh for context?
4 pounds and 14 ounces.
Okay, I knew it was 4 pounds. I couldn't remember the ounces. She was super, super small. And so I'm holding her. So during the day, basically Camille slept like the first 3 months of her life. Like 24/7, the girl, like she, we had to wake her up to feed her, but like she basically just slept. But I didn't know it then, but I really think God arranged that because as I'm holding Camille for the kind of 2 months, the first couple months of her life, God started transforming my heart about what it could be like to be a parent. And I'm going to do my best to try to explain how me and Jen tackled this parenting thing. And I'm going to go like real specific and practical. And full disclosure, it's okay if you're past that point, if you're not at that point, if you're a grandparent. If I pull this off, hopefully you're going to hear the Father's heart in this, whether you're past the practical stage that I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to try to tackle like 2.5 to 3 years old to like 8 or 9 years old, what it looked like. And we're going to try to paint that picture of extremely practical. What does it look like? How do you go from the terrible twos to the opinion stage of 8 or 9? And, you know, right, we're just going to be talking about real practical things in parenting, what me and Jen did. And I know every parent is different, every kid is different, family values, things like that. And if you do things differently, that is okay. What I really am hoping you hear is the Father's heart in all of this. Because the practical stuff and how me and Jen did it, use what makes sense or don't, or we would love to talk to you and why we made these decisions afterwards. You know, this is just going to be a kind of like fast overview, okay?
So really what God was doing inside my heart when I was holding Camille is he was doing this incredible thing, is because I'm a hard-charging, depending on what personality test you want to throw me in, I'm always like the one that comes with a warning label, right? Like, it just, it's true. Like, I A personality, charge, you know, humility is hard for me. Empathy, I had to look up what that word meant. That's just not me naturally. So I have to really work on that stuff. But God gave me a little girl that is full of feelings and empathy and gentleness and kindness. And so I needed those 2 months just to start expanding what parenting looked like in my heart. So, you know, Camille, we're rocking. She's such a good kid, and it was awesome. And then, you know, we snuck into like 2.5, 3, and then we had another baby, and Jacob comes on the scene. And then all of a sudden, this sweet, precious girl that never sinned or did anything wrong, I don't know what happened. Like, overnight, she had an opinion, and she expressed herself when she didn't get her way. And I was like, oh boy, like, here we go. Like, I've always heard of, like, this terrible twos things, toddlers and that kind of thing. And I thought, I mean, how bad could it really be? Like, she weighs 15 pounds or so. Like, it's like, how could that, every parent that has ever had a kid that has lost it in Walmart or at family dinner or at grandparents' house, or I promise you, we have seen it, experienced it all. So I'm going to read a verse real quick, and then we'll get going here. And this is interesting. So this is quoting other scripture. I always think it's pretty neat when the Bible quotes the Bible. It's like, man, that must really be important. Right, so this is Paul. He's writing this to churches. And I know it's a lot of text here, but it's important. So let's just read through it together if we could. And this is the Passion Translation, which is kind of neat. So, children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you. Man, you can't argue with that. And the Lord will help you. For the commandment, honor your father and mother, was the first of the Ten Commandments, with a promise attached. You will prosper and live a long, full life if you honor your parents. Fathers, don't exacerbate your children, but raise them up with loving discipline and counsel that brings the revelation of our Lord. Man, that's as good as a manual as you're going to get. We're going to dissect it just a little bit. You know that fancy word that's hard to say? Exacerbate parent, you know, looking that up, and man, I don't know, Latin and all these things. Don't make it worse. A lot of translations translate that anger. The root of the word is something in between, like a rough surface and bringing heat, like sandpaper. You know, I think what we're trying to pull out of that is, hey, parents, pay really close attention when you're raising and disciplining. And then he's throwing in that love word and counsel. I think that's really important. So we're going to dive into some of these things real quick. Relationships and results, right? I'm kind of wearing this out, but I hope this is okay. So this is Relationship and Results Kid Edition, okay? Your relationship with the Father and the results you get in that cycle, I can't remember what week we went over that, but huge concept, kind of foundational to, like, around here we'll call it the gospel. Our relationship with the Father is everything, and then we look at our results, and we bring those right back to the Father, right? Okay, that's the idea. Okay, so kids, Camille. So Camille is like 2.5, 3, and we're just starting to understand that she has power. She can change a room. She can change a house. She can change the entire church with a fit, how she responds, the whole thing, right? But I, like, in my heart, I want to be a good dad. And let me start off saying this. Me and Jen, man, we've made so many mistakes parenting, just in life and everything else. I'm entering this in with a few assumptions, and I just want to say them real quick. One of the assumptions here is me and Jen, on our marriage, we were on the same page. We discussed kids. I couldn't even begin to guess how many hours before we ever had kids. We were on the same page with our goal, and our goal, primary goal, and it still is today, is we want our kids to have a relationship with the Lord. That's it. How much money they make, where they end up, all the other things come out of relationship with the Lord. Like, that was it. And we as a family prioritize that over everything. And I mean everything. Who we saw, family events, the jobs we took, how many hours we work, how we spent our time, what we did with our free time, what we listen to, what we watch, who our friends are, how we communicate with each other. That was it. Like, that was the plan, the only plan. Huge. So you got to hear everything I'm saying, knowing that that was our primary goal. Man, the second thing that you really need to know is it's hard to say, but we went in as a team, right? Like, that was probably the second big thing, is we did it so intentionally that I trusted her, she trusted me, and when I was tired and frustrated, when she was tired and frustrated, it was something like wrestling, tag me in, coach. We would change, we would do things together, we would tackle different subjects, we would encourage each other when one was having a bad day, when, right, because we had those days where I walked in the door and mama goes, I need a minute, right? And life still happens, but we had both. We had the relationship goal, and we were there for each other on the same team, all right? So I don't know, and if you're a single parent or, you know, whatever, I don't know. God does this thing and fills in gaps and brings people in your life, and right? Like, I'm not saying this is the only way to do it. I'm just saying that's what he did with us. And it worked pretty well. So, all right. So here's the thing. So Camille, she's throwing a fit, and I want to be a good dad. What in the world do you do with that? How do you go from, because what I don't want is like behavior modification, right? Like, I'm not trying to manipulate or scare or bring fear or anger or a look or a snap of the fingers, or like my grandpa would do, he'd make like this clicking noise or something. Like, he could clear a room with, you know, like, that's not what I'm after. And you know why I'm not after that stuff? Is because that's not how the Father treats me. Because that's the example. He's full of love. He's full of patience. He's full of wanting the best for me. So he doesn't use fear or anger or manipulation or any of those things to control my behavior. He's after a relationship with me. And out of that love, I change what I used to think, how I used to behave, what I prioritize, right? So, okay, with Camille, and I'm just going to tell you, this is how me and Jen did it. I'm talking about this loving discipline concept. So Camille is throwing a full-blown fit. And how do we take a fit, screaming, crying, flopping like a fish, like how do we go from there to her starting a relationship with the Lord. Because when kids are little, parents, grandparents, you guys are, in a lot of ways, representing the Father. You really are. So how do you do it? Real practically, what I've learned, we picked up some tips. We went through, I don't know how many seminars and books and training. And so I probably couldn't credit everyone because not all these are me and her's original ideas. We just kind of took what made sense and added to it and tweaked it and did different things. But even like the discipline routine, we talked about it. We had a plan. When Jen was disciplining one of our kids, I knew exactly what was happening. Start, middle, and finish. Like I knew, and same thing with me, right? So when I was disciplining one of the kids, she knew exactly what I was doing, what my heart was behind it, and what results we were looking for at the end. Okay, so this is how me and Jen did it. So I absolutely believe, and it has about 13 different names in English, which I think is hilarious, spanking, swatting, whatever, right? Corporate punishment, paddling, like I don't know. Like it's called lots of stuff. It's bringing physical pain as part of discipline, right? Okay, here's how me and Jen approach this. This is what I think about it. So this is a piece that goes in your toilet, I think. It's a pipe. It's flexible. And you know, in the Bible, it talks about a switch and different things. Just to be real practical, and this is just why we did it this way, I got tired, and finding a branch out in the woods is just, it gets irritating. And eventually, you just run out, and then your neighbors are like, seriously, Alfred? Like, what are you doing out there? I'm like, it's fine. So it's just a piece of plastic, and I like using this real specifically for a lot of reasons, because I don't like using my hand, because I want my hands to be something that holds my kids, that comforts my kids, right? I don't want to react with my hands. This is very controlled. The whole experience is very, very, very controlled. So let me just start you off how it goes. And we trained our kids how to be disciplined. And what I mean by that is we trained them to hear the Father, to realize that there were results of their actions, of their decisions, how to forgive themselves, how to ask for forgiveness, how to hear the Father, and how to let them know every single time we forgive them and we're starting right over. Like that, like to summarize it real quick, that's what we did. So Camille, the first thing I'd say is, hey, Camille, go to your room, right? And we don't throw a fit. We calmly, and she knew, we trained her. Like we went over this. She very quietly stood up. She goes to her room. She goes and sits on her bed. She doesn't play with her toys. She's not distracted. She's not crying. She's not screaming. She's not negotiating. She goes to her room, she sits on her bed, and me as the parent, if I'm the one disciplining, right, let's say it was me, I need a moment, and sometimes I needed 5 minutes, sometimes I needed 30 minutes. I think in some of the extreme circumstances, I needed an hour, and I probably at times messed it up because by the time I went into her room, she was asleep on the bed. Okay? But this just takes wisdom, okay? Like, so she chose, like, and kids make mistakes all the time, but let's say Camille chose, right, to grab that thing or whatever it was. It doesn't really matter. She's throwing a fit. We told her no, she lost it. She goes in, she's sitting on her bed, and we're separated, right? She shuts her door, or I shut it for her, and I immediately start praying. Because I could be frustrated. Sometimes I was mad. Sometimes I was embarrassed. Sometimes I was mad at myself because I made that same mistake. Right? I'm like, oh my gosh, God, how in the world can I discipline Camille for not listening when I didn't listen to you last week? Right? Like, I know this is about discipline for Camille, but it has so much to do with your heart. So I needed a moment, however long that was, and I made sure I came into the room calm. And it wasn't violent, and it wasn't yelling, and it wasn't red-faced, and it wasn't tensed up and sweating. And this is how it works. This is how me and Jen did it. And then so Camille, we would talk. And at three, it was really simple talks, right? Like, Camille, why did you do that? What did you feel? Oh, you were fresh. Whatever it was, right? As simple as interactions of wherever she was, right? As she got older, the conversations changed. But we just talk. And then I do everything I can do to make sure she understands why we're in that room that day. What behavior, choice, whatever it was, that she understands as best she can, right? So we talk it over. And then it's time for discipline. And you might be, you know, we didn't always spank our kids or swat them. That's what we called it. Sometimes it was some form of grounding or taking away a toy, or we just hurt God. But when they were little, right, I think it's important for them to feel the results quickly, and spanking accomplishes that real quick. And it doesn't last long in the pain. It's a sharp little pop. It's very controlled. And then by the end, within 30 seconds, that pain goes away, right? But it gets their attention, and it lets them know that this thing, doesn't that sound like the Father a little bit? This thing, this choice I made has results. And, you know, some of the most messed up friends I have that are hurting the most, that are have a thing, have an addiction, have a whatever, right? Gosh, I wish they knew that. Because God loves us so much, and it's hard to think about this as love, but I promise you it is, that he's going to keep bringing up the pain until you go point back to the Father and the relationship. So I want Camille to learn that, so she just has to get a breath of the results and not have a lifetime of pain, right? Because we have friends, I have friends that are on medication, the kind that you doctors give us and the kind that you find on your own, drinking, right? They have a hard day at work, they're stopping by, right? Let's go to a restaurant and margarita it up tonight, right? Like, I don't want that for my kids. I don't want them to go to something external to try to cover up something. Because we know as adults it doesn't work, or it doesn't work forever, right? It might take you 20 years to come to that conclusion, or 30, or some people take an entire lifetime. But, right, we know that. Well, it's about relationships. So we learned that lesson over here. So Camille, she'd come in the room, she'd be sitting on the bed, we talk, and then said, okay, Camille, in our house, whatever age she was, okay, you were disrespectful to mom. In our house, that's the number one rule. Don't disrespect mom. We don't have a lot of rules, but that's one. If you want to see me get upset, be disrespectful to mom, okay? So let's go with disrespectful to mom, okay? And let's say Camille is 4 years old or five, somewhere in there. She was disrespectful, and that punishment, we've already predetermined this. Man, that's going to be three swats. So we've talked about being disrespectful. We talked about how that made mom feel. We talked about, Camille, why'd you do that? We talked about what that means to me, how I feel that I'm married to your mom, right? We talk about it. And then, so Camille, I'm always getting down on one knee. And Camille is sitting on the bed, and I'm looking at her straight into her eyes, and we're having this conversation. And as soon as I feel like she understands what we did, She knows how I feel. She knows that. She's asked, you know, she asks for forgiveness sometimes before the SWAT, you know, right? It plays out different ways. So Camille would hop off the bed, and she'd be facing the bed, and I'd put my hand out, and I'd lay it gently on the bed. And Camille, she'd put her hands on top of my hands, and I wouldn't hold them, right? I wouldn't cramp, right? This wasn't a power move. This was just submission to where Camille was saying, yeah, Dad, you're a good father, and I trust you, right? And you know how I knew how hard to hit Camille, right? If we're going to say it that way, how hard do you spank? How hard do you SWAT? Dads, you're way bigger than your kids. You're stronger. You're more aggressive. I practiced. I straight up did. So I'd take this, and then, you know, if I'm wearing shorts or whatever, I would practice swatting myself, like on the back of my calf, on my thigh. I really would, because I don't want to do any permanent damage to the daughter I love. And I want to know exactly how much force to do what I think God's calling me to do that day, that moment. I'm listening. Is it one SWAT? Is it two? Should it sting a little more or should it not? Like, that's how I did it. So Camille, so she's sitting, and then, you know, parents, diapers, pull-ups, 13 layers of sweatpants if it's cold outside, right? Like, whatever. What we did, right, at diaper stage, we'd pull down their little diaper, or pull-ups if we were at that stage, just real practical. Or we'd get to, like, panties or underwear, right? That's where we went. Because I wanted to know exactly where this little switch was going to hit them, and I wanted to know exactly how much force it was going to take. So adding padding would mess that equation up. Okay? Like, I hope this is okay. But so little Camille, she's holding my hand, this sweet little girl, and gosh, you got dads, you know, like your heart's broken. It's the hardest thing I've ever done as a parent. It's hard. So we swat her, and moms, this same device can make your, how God designed y'all, not as strong as guys typically. A wrist flick brings a lot of pain, right? So it does both. It helps dads know how much force to bring, and it helps ladies, it helps you know to make sure that the point of the exercise is happening, because there are results, right? Isn't that true? When behavior goes wrong. When you make a bad choice, in the church, we call it all kinds of stuff. We don't have to talk a whole lot about sin. We got that down, right? But if you make a choice, so I swat Camille, and then I put this down, and now I get to use my hands for something else. I get to use them to give her a hug, to comfort her, and to tell her it's okay, to look in her eyes and say, gosh, girl, we're good. The very moment we walk out of this bedroom together, you're clean. All's forgiven, right? And even if it was grounding, right? It's okay, Camille, I forgive you, but you still can't play with this toy this week, right? Now, that doesn't mean I don't love you. That doesn't mean that's just a result, right? So we heard God every single time. So here's what I did is God, he's so good. And over time, when me and Jen made that commitment, and gosh, guys, it was hard sometimes. I think my personal record was 6 hours, a discipline session. Because what I described takes 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes sometimes, right? But if those steps don't go right and Camille wants to throw a fit and fight every step, okay, Camille, we're going to practice walking quietly from where you got in trouble to your bedroom. That might have taken us an hour the first time, right? But me and Jen, we decided something, that the relationship is the goal. So it doesn't matter what I had planned for the day. I don't miss work often. I took off work to come discipline my kids. Church, this building, what we do, you guys, is super important to me. More than once, I've got a toddler or a young man in tow because we're going home and we are going to work through whatever happened. So it might take 15, 20 minutes. Guys, I'm not exaggerating. I promise you. By the time that 6 hours was done, I felt like I was beat up, dragged behind a truck. I was exhausted. She was exhausted. The whole house was exhausted. But she heard God, and we got through it. And kids are so smart. As soon as they know the system, they know it. And as soon as they get used to parents pointing towards the relationship, it transforms everything, guys. My kids are a joy to be around. And they're a joy to be around when they were toddlers. They're a joy to be around now, even though we're in a different phase of parenting. Now we're teaching Jacob, like, okay, you can't kid that way. And all right, Camille, nope, that's right. Like, relationships and questions. But something that me and Jen have done, and this is just our style, we are the same all the time in front of our kids. If me and Jen are discussing something, we're not yelling, we're not screaming. If we don't agree, we don't go hide outside. We don't, like, our kids, they know everything. We work through stuff, we talk about things, and in our house, there is not a question we won't answer. How much money does Dad make? How much do we have for retirement? Dad, did you have a good day at work or a bad day at work? Oh, it was tough. And I don't just say it was tough or a hard day. I'll explain why. Man, we're facing this problem. This family's going through this. And we do it respectfully, right? But I'm going to use every opportunity I can to point them towards the relationship. All the time. So this whole discipline thing is just a small piece of it, but I promise you, as we're going through this, with that being me and Jen's goal, it's unreal, the results of that. It's awesome. And you can start today, and if you're a grandparent and your kids are already out, and like, it's okay, because I know every time I turn to God, He answers me. And if your goal is to teach your kids or grandkids that relationship, man, it doesn't matter if your kids are 35 or 2. He's going to meet you there. And we'd love to talk with you about it if you're not sure, right? And we have wisdom in this room. We have grandparents that have gone through this and what happens when you have a buck wild kid and these things happen, right? Like, we're going to get, like, more practical and talk about this. But today I just kind of wanted to introduce this idea that loving discipline is intentional. It takes time and it takes... You know, if you've got a spouse, it takes both of y'all or grandparents or whoever's a part of raising a kid. Because something happens. Because I learned something. Man, I've had some awesome ideas. Really good ones. I really have. And I thought they'd work. You know, like in business, it's really easy for me. Like, I can't tell you, it's almost hilarious now. Now I'm getting a little bit more wisdom because I realize my best idea maybe is not the best idea. It's going to change. I'm going to have more experience. It's going to be tweaked. It's going to be right. And so to me, doing this with God is a safety net because I don't want to tell Camille something wrong. My best idea in the moment, 10 years from now, I'll probably have a better idea, or I'll learn, or I'll adjust, right? And that's okay. That's being human, and that's being in relationship. So the best thing I can teach my kids, I'm not trying to do behavior modification. I'm not trying to use fear, anger, my frustration, my embarrassment. I'm not trying to make it easier on me to get through to through Walmart. Like, that's not a good motivation. I'm really trying to make sure that my kids have a relationship with God. And I found the best way to do that is with intention, being on the same page, taking time. And guys, it's hard. I'll just be honest with you. It is easy to hand a kid a phone, a tablet, play a movie, all those things, right? Like that part, like, yeah, I don't know. In America, maybe more time than ever in history, we have the opportunity to outsource parenting. And we are navigating, guys, and I'm not saying it's, we're navigating stuff my parents never went through. Like, the internet didn't exist or barely existed when I was in high school. And I am so grateful because I wouldn't want those pictures and videos on the internet, you know? But the kids now, my kids, right, they don't know what the world looks like without internet or social media or, like, any of that stuff. Like, I mean, it's a crazy world where I can look up every neighbor, every person, where they live, who their family is, and now I can tell, like, percentage of genetic, like, right? Like, the world's crazy connected right now. I guess what I'm saying is you have to go to God now. Like, you have no other choice, in my opinion, right? There's too many hard things to figure out. I need my kids to hear the Lord because I know they're going to be facing things that weren't even invented 3 months ago. You know? Like, as a parent, how do you protect that? How do you, right? Like, what do you do with that? The only thing you got, in my opinion, is the Lord. Because he can speak to them. And as soon as he's speaking to my kids, I know they're good. I'm there to support, hear them, sounding board, answer questions, do right. I still love them. All that stuff still happens. But the point, really, of like this discipline thing and the reason we took it so serious, there's some practical, right? I wanted to say stop in traffic, and I wanted my daughter to stop because I don't want her to get run over. Right? Like, you know, there's some practical stuff, right? You know, Camille, it doesn't matter if you don't understand why you can't run through the parking lot. Whatever it is, right, at whatever age, like kind of like 2 to 9 years old is what I'm talking about. She needs to learn to trust me just like a relationship. Sometimes God tells me things that I don't understand. I just have to say yes, Lord. And the faster I say yes, the better it is for me, right? Like, all those practical things. But the way that the world is, it's so easy to hide. It's so easy. Do you guys know, like, the average teenager has 5 separate profiles on social media? Like, that's the average right now in America. I mean, just think about that. So if you're a parent, you have a teenager, you hand them their cell phone, and they go, yep, okay, you're doing good, and you hand it back to the parent, and you move on. I mean, that's just in the U.S., by the way. 5 separate social media profiles for the same platform. Like, gosh, I can't even remember 5 email account passwords, much less keep up with 5 social media personalities. You know, and it's practical. Kids are getting cell phones, 10, 11, 12, like, I get it. They're being left home. They need to communicate. Like, we could talk about all this practical stuff. I tell you how I navigate all that. We have all those conversations with Camille and Jacob all the time, constantly. Little feedback, little corrections, little disciplines, in a loving, loving way. So, you know, parents, I want to encourage you that it's worth the price. And it is a price. It takes so much time to do it right. Discipline is, in my opinion, right? This is my opinion. Discipline that is a quick slap on the hand or a quick spank and you move on. Oh, you did that, pow! Or a yell or a scream or a, how many of you seen the classic toddlers? Hey, see ya, gonna leave you here. Okay, oh, yeah, yep, leaving you. God never says that to me. He never leaves me. He never threatens his relationship with me to do a behavior change. And I've made some of the mistakes I'm even describing, right? But they were mistakes, and I learned, and I figured out that to do discipline right takes so much time. Like, in our household, if there's a discipline thing that comes up, I just know, next hour's gone, baby. Reset. Whatever I had planned is less important. Whatever it was. If that means being late for Christmas morning at Grandma's, we're late. And I tell them, hey, sorry, we had a rough morning. It was the, and still is, the number one priority in my life is to make sure my kids have a relationship with the Lord. I leave work. I'll leave church. I'll stop whatever I'm doing to make sure that I'm doing what I think the Lord's leading me to do that day, that moment, and whatever it looks like. And I don't hide it. I don't talk, you know, in the work setting. I'll tell meetings, whatever it is. Guys, I'm sorry. My kids need me. I got a discipline issue at my house. I'll be back if I can. Now, one of these days we'll talk about work and being a good employee. They want to keep me. They're okay with that. They know that if I'm going, it's the most important thing I've got rocking. It's so good. And let me just take just the last minute or two here and tell you guys what life looks like when you have this going on. I'll do my best to describe this, and it's, you know, I don't know. To me, this is a little awkward. My house is full of love, full of peace, full of joy. I mean, those are the words. Let me try to describe it. My kids are so happy when I come home. Every day. And they want to hear about my day, and I get to hear about them. We eat dinner together. If we're doing something, if we're serving together, we serve as a family. If we're having another family over, if we're counseling somebody, a couple, my kids just know. They instantly get, they start taking care of the little ones. They serve right along their parents. We talk about it. We talk about why we're serving together. If we're having fun, we're having fun. We're watching a cheesy movie, whatever it is. Like our evenings, our mornings, there isn't cussing. There's not yelling. There's not, and I promise you, we face every trial that you guys do. Shoot, how are we going to pay that bill? Where are we going? Oh, man, I had a rough day. Last week, Camille, maybe it was the week before. Anyway, I worked like real hard. I was actually up here at the church working with some of our awesome volunteers, right? We've been doing a lot of physical labor this last 3 or 4 weeks at the church on the weekends, right? I hope y'all noticed. Doesn't the church look good? But, you know, I was tired. I was real tired. Like, have you ever worked like 13, 14 hours straight, like hard physical labor? Like, you get tired. I didn't eat lunch. I didn't stop. Anyway, it was just a day. But I had a great day. I listened to some podcasts. I heard the Lord. I had a need. God met it as I was weed eating. You know, he was encouraging me. I was sad about something. Like, it was a great day, but I physically was tired. So I come home Saturday evening, and I walk in the door, and Jen, she's so gracious, and she knew, you know, the family sacrifice so I could be at church. And then She was cooking dinner, and I was sitting at the on our little bar stool there, and just we were talking, and then Camille walks in, and she goes, "You stink," and I go, "I know," and you know, we like to kid and joke in our house, so normally, right, if one kid is in a room or somewhere a portion of the house, like Camille or Jacob, whichever one, they're like, "Hey, can you go get your brother? Can you go get your sister?" Well, usually that's an opportunity to like slap a door or yell or scare them or joke or, you know, but my head was hurting and I knew that was our family normal. And I said, "Oh, hey, Camille, like, hey, go get your brother, but please don't like do the crazy door knocking thing. Like, not tonight, girl. I was pretty spent." I said, "Hey, Camille, don't do that." And, you know, that's not a life-changing thing. That was just a quick little instruction and kind of selfish for me, right? I'd rather not at that very moment hear my kids go wild. Like, let's just at least start the night a little calm for a moment. Camille goes, gets her brother. I'm like, "Camille, seriously? Okay. Loving discipline." She comes back to the kitchen, and I heard God say, "Just explain, just talk," which we do often at my house, "what you're feeling." I said, "Ah, Camille, man, I'm a little frustrated. I'm tired, and I really wasn't wanting you to do that." And she goes, "Dad, I didn't slap it with my hands. I used my feet." I said, okay, all right. And I said, "Camille, I served at church all day. I was super tired. My head hurts a little bit. And I didn't know where it was going. It feels a little funny to, like, especially for a guy to, like, be talking like that. Saying, yeah, I'm tired. This wouldn't be a good time for the Raiders to come through the front door. Like, I don't know if I could take them right now. Like, I'm tired. I'm hurting. I'm hungry. I was probably dehydrated." And Camille goes, you know, and the Holy Spirit takes over somewhere in there, because Camille goes, "Oh my goodness, Dad, I really misread the room. Like, I didn't understand. Like, when you said that," and this was all her, she goes, "I need to learn how to be more sensitive to people when they're hurting." Went, "Yeah, girl." And that was it. That's what loving discipline looked like that night. Is she got pointed right back to the Father. And we had a great evening, and it was fun, and it didn't ruin the day. I think she still likes me even. You know, I'm teaching a young lady now how to hear the Father. So it looks different. Discipline, when you throw the love word in front of it, it changes everything. It really does. And we might explore this topic some. We've even talked about doing some classes and stuff on kid raising, just because, like, me and Jen, we didn't know, and the world's changed so much. Like, we've learned a lot. But I promise you, that's the pattern, is understanding what you did, calm, results, the SWOT, forgiveness, love, reset. And we're off to the races again. It's a really cool way to live, guys. It really is. I think we want to do something kind of fun, a little bit different. I think Pastor Allen, we talked about, just could we end with praying, just for community and family. And if I pricked something inside of you, or you have questions, or you're not sure, whatever, like, I'm open for questions. Our family is open for questions. My kids are open for questions. if you're in a situation, like there's a lot of wisdom in this room, we can hook people up, and it's just a good journey. So I think what we want to do, can we just stand? I think Pastor Allen's going to, we're just going to pray together. I think about family, are we? Were we praying about family? Was that your heart? Yeah.
So I'll pray, and I want you to join with me. You know, I did mention on family night, there we go, family nights on Wednesdays at 6, we practice this, living together as a family. And I forgot to mention this morning when I did the introduction, but it's an exciting time of year, right? We're having hot dog, chili dogs this week in family night. So it's like appropriate for the season. We meet at 6. We have a meal together. We sit down. We raise kids together. And then